Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Now, yesterday we were talking to shop owners who have been describing the abuse they're getting at work. It followed on from the primetime programme on Tuesday night. And they talked about being spat at, chased with needles, held at knife point, the horrific verbal abuse, racial abuse. One incident where this guy stole coffee. And when the staff confronted him with the stolen coffee, he threw it at them. And, you know, that's an assault kind of thing. All this going on around our city all of the time. It prompted Pearse McCarthy, who's the new divisional organiser at Mandate, to send on a statement. Mandate is the shop workers' union. So we said we'd catch up with Pearse to see just how bad things are. Pearse, what are you hearing from your members around the various stores and shops and centres? Morning.
Good morning, Vijay. Thanks for having us on the show. I suppose the things that we're seeing is that people are being verbally abused. People have been physically abused too. But a lot of it is verbal abuse, you know, and it turns people off, especially the younger people coming into the retail sector, because they are, I suppose, front of house. And you'd expect if you go into any business that you'd behave accordingly. But unfortunately, it seems that this type of worker does seem to get an awful lot of disrespect.
And they get the brunt of whatever aggression is out there. We see during the week where one store in the city, Tesco and Paul Street, some of the staff are now wearing body cams. Like that bad state of affairs when it comes to that.
Well, with that, you know, we've contacted our people there, and you know, at the moment we won't say anything on that as of yet. But right. Our colleagues have contacted that particular shop, and we want to get some bit of a handle on what is going on there, because like that, I suppose anything that would go ahead with the likes of body cams and whatnot would have to be done with negotiation, consultation and agreement. So that is a concern that we would have, you know. So what we're trying to do is raise awareness about combating any type of violence, harassment in this sector. And you might remember Jerry Light, our General Secretary, came out and his quote was, dignity and respect must transcend across all workplaces. So, you know, that's what we're looking for. General kind of stuff that, you know, it wouldn't be that hard for any employer to put in store point of sale signage. It lets people, you know, lets people be made aware, you know, and may stop them in their tracks if they are going to be abusive towards any retail staff.
Mind you, a sign, Pearse, won't stop a fella from stealing coffee and throwing it over staff as he leaves. Like we heard yesterday, happens, you know, a sign won't do a whole pile to someone who's determined to cause trouble, really, will it?
Probably not, but I suppose it certainly would help. I suppose this country has been signposted for centuries now, and we've found a way around the country, and I don't mean that in a flippant way at all, but I suppose it would help in some way. But I suppose, you know, to answer your question, it's probably legislation. The government needs to introduce some legislation. That has been done in our nearest neighbours, I suppose, Scotland. It was introduced in autumn 2021. And with that, you know, you can be fined, you know, with up to including a prison sentence. So I think that might deter some people, obviously more than any signage will ever do.
Yeah.
But it definitely would be a start. And you know, unfortunately, right, I think you said it there, that you know, it's becoming more and more of a problem.
Yeah.
It definitely is.
There's many places that you represent the workers. There's other places where workers are not unionised. But in general, a person has a right, do they not, Pearse, to be protected within their workplace. They have a right to work in a safe environment.
They have, of course, yeah. And look, for probably the strongest piece of legislation that is in Ireland, with the Safety, Health and Welfare Act 2005.
Yes. You know,
that's a very strong piece of legislation. And the employer has a duty of care to make sure that it's a safe working environment. And it's becoming more commonplace, so it needs to be looked at as well. It's not just, say, if you walked onto a building site, you didn't have your safety helmet on you. It's a different kind of a safety we're looking at. You know, everyone needs to be catered for and looked after. We have strong legislation, but we need further legislation to ensure that this thing doesn't go on and on.
The people I spoke to yesterday were employers, and they pointed out to me that a big part of the problem is many of these offenders are 13, 14, 15 years of age. The law has nothing. They can't be punished. There's no point in taking them to court. Do we need to look at that? The juveniles who carry out this kind of attack and this kind of nastiness in the shop, they've nothing to fear, Pierce. Do they need to have something put in place so they're afraid to do it?
Obviously, in politics, have the answers to that kind of a question, but I'm sure I've heard people give their views on it. Should parents be made responsible for such things happening? Something definitely has to be done. But I think the key lies somewhere with legislation. Where we go from that, I'm not 100% sure. We need the backing of the government in it regardless, and we need the backing of employers, because for as long as I'll be doing this job, we'll be advocating for workers' rights and ensuring that you know any members of ours will be well and looked after. You know,
you're calling for zero tolerance among those workers that you represent and those employers with whom you negotiate. You want zero tolerance for this kind of carry on.
Yeah, we do, because no one should go into work and feel afraid to go into work. And that goes without saying. But unfortunately, you know, we get calls into the office from people to say, I am apprehensive going into work. No one should feel apprehensive in this day and age going into work. And I'd say quite clearly, employers need to step up to the plate. There is very good employers, as I said, but then there's some not so good.
Yeah,
it's not a new phenomenon where people would get abused in the workplace, but it definitely is happening more and more.
Yeah.
And we're seeing that with the calls coming into our offices all around the country.
Time for action now is what the union is saying.
Time for action, yeah. And we'll definitely back any action because, as I mentioned, the legislation in Scotland definitely is a deterrent. That would be a starting point in a way.
Pierce, we'll see what happens. Certainly the calls coming into us of the incidents happening around Cork are disturbing, very worrying. And one of the shopkeepers I was talking to yesterday made a very valid point. Do we have to wait until somebody is stabbed or worse in their own place of work to do something about this?
That's a conversation that we've had amongst ourselves too. It would be a shame that we have to wait for that, something like that to happen. Obviously, no one wants to see that happening, but it would be an awful shame if it's not acted on.
Pierce, I'll leave it there for now. Thank you very much.
Okay, PJ, thanks very much.
Cheers, Pierce. PJ, I don't know who this is, cut out your defeatist attitude. That man putting up signs won't make matters worse. Everything helps, somehow. That scumbag with the coffee, a sign might make his one brain cell think twice. No signs definitely won't make his one brain cell think twice. I'm sure you're right. I'm sure you're right.
Cork's 96 FM.